In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we've heard and what we've seen with our eyes, what we've looked on and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and revealed to us. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and it's always when we celebrate the apparition of the cross, the revelation of the cross. It was a moment when on Pentecost morning in 351 AD, this big bright cross stretched across the sky from Golgotha to the Mount of Olives over Jerusalem. And all the Christians there stood in awe for hours, strengthened by this sign, just like Noah was strengthened by the rainbow after the flood. And 17 centuries later, we still remember this miracle, but we also today should always remember that God's miracles are not one and done, and they didn't end in the past. They continue quietly, slowly, constantly in creation, in sacraments, and in the simple gift of being alive. So if you want to witness a modern revelation, you know, step outside tonight of your house and watch the sunset, or lie beneath the stars, far away from the lights if you can. And if the beauty itself doesn't move your heart to prayer, who knows? Maybe you'll see a cross in the clouds or a face in the sky. But if you do, let's be clear about what you're seeing. It's not this rare, unusual shape. The miracle is that all of creation is God's message every day, wide open, never hidden. We don't need secret signs or coded symbols. God's fingerprints are everywhere, on the oceans, on the mountains, in the flowers, in the bees. The world itself is a miracle. And the problem, I guess, sometimes is in our search for grand miracles, we forget the ordinary ones. The Easter season, though, keeps on reminding us of this. The resurrection was glorious, but Scripture gives us actually no eyewitnesses to the resurrection. Instead, the risen Christ appears how? He appears in simple earthly settings. He's walking on a dusty road to Emmaus. He is cooking fish on the beach for the disciples. He's speaking in a garden. And these scenes teach us that God delights in meeting us in the ordinary. No need to wait for the supernatural apparitions. God is already here. And as you may have noticed, all of the traditional Christian churches in our sacramental life acknowledge this. That's why we use bread and wine and water and oil and salt and basil and grapes, ordinary materials that become a doorway to God's amazing and invisible grace. And our worship engages all of our senses, right? This incense, we say, rises like prayers, and the bells of the kashots and the gleaming vestments. Scripture chanted, as John writes in today's gospel, echoing the opening of John in his epistle that echoes the opening of the gospel, God's oldest miracle is ongoing, and that is that the invisible Spirit of God has chosen to dwell in the visible world and in the human heart. John puts it this way: we declare to you what we've heard, what we've seen with our eyes, what we've looked on and touched with our hands, that the greatest miracle is not the cross in the sky, but it's the Word made flesh. It's love that has become touchable, audible, visible, and that God, who made everything, isn't distant like the stars. He comes near, and he's very particular. He comes as this woman, as this child, to this Mary, to this Jesus of this town of Nazareth. The concrete opens our hearts to the divine. To help us understand this, here's a little story. Imagine a king who is walking in a garden, in his garden. And one day he demands of his counselor, "Show me a sign of God's work and I'll believe." And the counselor hands him 4 acorns and says, "Plant these. And then bend down and look into this pool of water." And so the king did so. "Now look up," said the counselor. The king looked, and there was 4 towering oak trees where he had planted the acorns. "Wonderful," said the king. "This is truly the work of God." "How long were you looking into the water?" asked the counselor. "Just a few seconds," said the king. "You've been there for 70 years," said the counselor. And the king looked at his garments, and they were worn thin, and he looked at his reflection, and his beard and his hair was gray. "Then there's no miracle here," said the king bitterly. And the counselor said, "Yes, it is God's work, whether he does it in 77 seconds or 70 years. And this king, like all of us, we all want to see the dramatic signs of God. But instead, he and we receive the truth that God's miracles are always happen, sometimes without us noticing them. And some unfold in a flash, like today's apparition of the cross, but others, and most others, unfold slowly, like an acorn becoming an oak. But both are equally the word of God. And so that's the invitation of today's feast. Fine, look for God in the grand signs. There's many of them in the rainbow, in the ocean, in the cross, in the sky. But don't miss the greater miracle, which is that steady, hidden grace of plain sight. This miracle of our breath. The miracle of our hearts turning from darkness to light. The miracle of family and the blessing of children and grandchildren. Ara Keshishan celebrated his 70th birthday yesterday, and I bet for Ara, those 70 years probably felt like 7 seconds, but oh, what miracles have taken place in the raising of his wonderful children and grandchildren with Rita, and how God infuses grace in ordinary moments and ordinary days. And this was really God's first and greatest idea and miracle and his plan, that by his grace he would take nothing and make it something in creation, that he would pour his grace into all things, even the dirt of the earth, to raise up and adopt sons and daughters, princes and princesses of an eternal king. And this everyday miracle just waits for us to see it, consent, commit, and slowly but surely, by his amazing grace, we will grow into all that we have been called to be, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.